And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, and Corey Sandin is here, standing in with as our co-host here. Rock God Rick's out doing field research, as we say. And Carl Schmidt is here from Fisherman's Landing. And a bonus today, we have Katie from the Intrepid here, too. It's the husband and wife team here on Let's Talk Hookup today. We're going to have a lot of fun because there's a lot to talk about here on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly. All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, it sure is a good time to be a Southern California fisherman, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in my recollection of being a local guy, I don't know that there's been a better time, right? I mean, there's been a lot of good times in the last 5, 6, 7 years, right?
The amount of Dorado, seriously, I said this 2 weeks ago, the amount of Dorado that are within 6 miles of any harbor in Southern California. And, I mean, I see that warm water pushing in close to Oxnard, too. Like,
yeah.
It probably isn't
crazy
far out of the realm there, too. But the amount of tuna, too.
Bluefin, yellowfin,
I know.
Yellowtail. Carl, you're seeing it, right, at Fisherman's Landing?
It is a crazy amount of fish that we have in our local waters right now. I don't think Corey probably 97, 98 is something
It's been
something
a
like
long.
I've seen, like,
yeah.
the biomass that we have from the L.A. Basin area, Ventura, all the way down to Cedros, Benitas, all the way down to... There's fish everywhere, and you can't... Like, you could go out of any harbor, like you're saying, point your boat in any direction, and you will probably find fish.
Yeah,
that's how good it is.
And typically, September, October are our best months.
Best months. I mean, the last 5 or 6 years, September and October and into November, best fishing we've had all in the year, months of whatever.
And there's a couple hurricanes down south that should push up some more on wire. Who knows what that's going to push, right?
I don't want to say Wahoo, but... I
mean, Wahoo? Did you say Wahoo?
I wouldn't be surprised at this point, you know? I mean, what we've seen and stuff, you know, how many marlin are being caught, you know, by the private boaters, you know, the water... We were on the Islander 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks ago. The water was 73, 74. Someone was saying they had water temperature yesterday, 76, you know?
Oh, I had 74, 75 degrees.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, and there's clean water, you know, all the way down, you know, who knows?
I wouldn't be surprised. Charts and it's like just blue everywhere.
Yeah, it's like the best water condition I've seen in a long time. Yeah.
And the cool thing is, I was over at Seaforth 2 nights ago. I saw a booger, too, down there. The amount of the size of the fish and the dock carts, they're all like 30 to 50 pounds.
Yeah. Those are fun size.
Right?
Yeah.
Like they're totally
I agree with you 100%. Everybody goes, oh, I want to get a 100-pounder. Not me.
Yeah.
30, 50 pounds, perfect size fish, right? Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
This is your first, am I correct that this is your first time on Let's Talk Cook?
I don't think so.
No, I've been
you've been
on.
Here. Yeah. Okay, you've been here before.
Yeah. With Rick and I.
Yeah, okay, with you and Rick. Yeah. Okay, with me. And of course, you and Carl are married, and you have a new job. Well, that's not new anymore. You've been a few months, right?
I started in April with Intrepid Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
I took over office manager there.
Congratulations. Yeah. How's that going?
A lot of people come in and don't realize Carl and I are married, too.
Yeah.
So then they get all excited because we're, you know, both in the industry.
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
Knowledge and history here.
And two extremely likable people.
I'll take that.
I would agree.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah. And knowledgeable people, too. So what do you think? What are you seeing off of the Intrepida? What are the boys bringing in? A lot of good fishing, huh?
Yeah, they're actually out on an 8-day right now, and they've just run the whole gamut, you know, the bluefin, Dorado, yellowtail, great school-size yellowfin, which, you know, they're really nice. Like, I saw them. They're really good at posting reports, and he posted a yellowfin. I'm like, okay, that's a nice one. You guys are having a good time.
Nice. So, yeah. That's cool. And Carl, you, after the show, are leaving on an 8-day trip on the Shogun.
How cool.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So I'm super excited about that, you know. Our weather looks great. Fishing's really good. And we'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah.
I can't complain. Life is good right now.
Is it party at the Schmidt house?
No, my kids start school this week.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be going.
Going to be busy.
Someone said the other day the biggest fight we have in our house is whose turn it is to go fishing, and that is 100% true. So you will see me on a long trip on the Intrepid soon because it'll be my turn.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's great. So at Fisherman's Landing, what are you seeing? I mean, are there spots available to go fishing? What's the kind of the hot tip for people to go?
You know, we're filling up, really, especially this time of year, you know. We switched the Dolphin from the half-day schedule to the full day. The Liberty's got almost sold out for the rest of the month, or they're pretty much chartered. They're like...
Oh, so Dolphin's doing full day.
Dolphin's doing full day. Really good fishing, you know. I mean, with especially this local... last week he was on an extended half-day. I called it a Dorado Monday special or whatever. They ended up with... What was it? 300 Dorado,
US,
almost U.S. limits for 30 or 40 people.
Insanity. Gosh.
Yeah, I mean,
insanity.
And he was 20 miles from the point, you know?
Yeah.
20 miles. It was like, dude, that's good fishing. So with Liberty doing a whole bunch of charters and stuff like that, they have the Let's Talk hookup trip coming up in a couple weeks. So he's got some two-day trips. He's booked up. So we switched him to the day and a half or full-day stuff on the Dolphin. And then on the stuff on the overnight, we got lots of room on the overnight stuff on the Mustang and a few trips on the Tomahawk or the Condor. They might have an overnight here and there.
And then don't forget the Islander.
Yeah.
They put on their schedule because of the cancellation of the shark trips at Guadalupe.
Correct, So
they have a great schedule, day and a half, extended day and a half, three-day trips that I can't believe there's still availability on.
Those are filling up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those three-day trips are super popular come September, especially October and November. So those are filling up. He's doing, I think his schedule goes extended day and a half, 3 day, and it kind of just repeats. So it's a little of something for everything. So the 3 days obviously run over the weekend, then extended day and a half, and day and a half during the midweek and stuff like that.
And Pete, what about the kayak trip? Are there any spots?
I can't believe it, but we have one spot still available on our Islander kayak trip that leaves a week from Tuesday.
I can't wait.
On the 13th. Yeah, Corey's going, I'm going, Ron Lane, Hayden Lane.
So in 10 days.
In 10 days, Sea Samurai is going with us.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Going to be fun. We have a great group, and we have one spot available. If you want to grab that spot, it's on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. On the shop page, you can buy that spot. It's $4.95, day and a half trip, limited 22 people, includes all your food. It's really fun. You have to have your own kayak.
But how cool is that? You get to go fish San Clemente or Catalina in the middle of September.
No, it will never happen. It will never happen again.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I don't see John. The reason this happened is because we had a cancellation of our trip in end of May.
Yep, due to the weather.
And so John said, well, if I don't do sharks because of the Guadalupe permits, we'll reschedule in September. I said, really? Okay.
Everybody you named are all friends and really experienced anglers. And when you go on a trip like that, you learn so much from, you can glean so much. And just Ron in general, like he's,
He's like the ball of fire.
Yes.
Ron's a life of the party, man.
Always. You know, Ron, I hang out with Ron a lot, fortunately. He's like my inspiration because he's 3 years older than I am, and he's like got 100 times more energy than I do. At 70, he's got way more energy than I do at 67. But whenever we're surfing, he's always the guy that catches the most waves, and it's like, Ron, we got to go. Come on, we got to go. And then we went fishing on Thursday and had one of the most epic days I've ever had on my own boat. We went and had limits of yellowtail at the Coronados, and then we went looking around offshore. By 12:30, we were done looking around offshore, and we found in the afternoon, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we found this spot of bluefin, and it wanted a bite, and we got a limit to bluefin. They were like 30 to 40-pound bluefin.
The perfect size.
And, you know, it's like, Ron, we're done. We can't put any more fish in the bag. It's like, no, one more bait. That's just Ron. He's just like, okay, one more bait.
You just got to put the boat in, put the throttles in gear and drive away.
That's exactly what I did. But he's always full of energy. And he's, you know, and he's can't wait to get on the kayak when we're on the Islander, too. So it's a lot of fun. It's a good group of people. So if you want to go with us, like I say, that one spot is hard to believe is still available. Yeah. What's interesting, and I think about the Islander trips, is that they're all booked on fishermanslanding.com. They're not on the Islander site, so don't go to the Islander sport fishing site. Go to the Fisherman's Landing site, and you'll find those Islander trips on there.
Correct, yeah. Even if you go to the Islander website, which is fine, and you click book now, it just takes you over to our website.
Oh, it does, okay.
Yeah. So they're semi-interlinked, you know?
Oh, okay.
So it's not like, because they use a different web guide than what Fisherman's Landing. Some of the boats use the same guy, so like the Condor and the Queen, if you went to their website and booked, you guys could actually book through their website because it's the same guy, so it's just all the same software. But with them, it's just automatically there's a link in there, hidden link in there, and it just goes,
it goes straight to you.
Correct, and then you can book directly from there.
Perfect.
So it works really well.
And what percentage of your bookings are online versus calling you up in this?
It kind of depends. You know, I think the first time I've been there now for 6 years on the reservation side now, I think. I think it was the Mustang or the Condor. It was all 100% was website bookings because there was no money to collect. And I was like, wow, that's really interesting. There's always something to collect. And so, but I would say it's probably close to 50-50.
Oh, it's still 50-50.
Oh, yeah, we get a lot of phone calls. People love to call and just want to talk to someone.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I want to, like, they want to get their, like, again, a lot of people still don't realize that, like, when you book your reservation, you could call us, or when you make your reservation, as long as it's on one of the main open party boats, you could reserve your bunk, you know? So people always call for that, then they want to confirm that, hey, you got my payment and everything like that. So we get tons of phone calls like that, because with the bunk reservation, you have to physically call us and get that bunk reservation for, like, the Pacific Queen, the Tomahawk, the Condor, or the Islander, you know? There's a lot of boats that we do bunks for. So, hey, if you're looking for your, like, this is my favorite bunk, I won't go unless, like, you'd be amazed how many people that are like
that.
Oh, yeah.
They want their favorite bunk.
They want their favorite bunk, or they won't go.
Do you have that on your Intrepid?
I would say it's very heavy phones. That's probably the most surprising thing to me. And it's stuff like that. Like, people want to make sure that they're rooming with whoever. And I don't ever mind talking to them because you're investing in, you know, a trip and going all of these boats. And it's like you want to make sure you have all your questions answered and stuff. But one thing I'm finding surprising is people camp out on our websites. Like, if there's an open, like, because we talk, I mean, obviously we're in the same business. We talk a lot about, sometimes I ask Carl for advice because he does have more experience than me. But if I open a spot, there's people, this guy goes, I check 10 times a day and I look for these spots. And as soon as they're open, I grab them and stuff.
Really?
And so, yeah.
Well, now, don't you have a wait list people can get on?
We do have a wait list. Both of us do. But the wait lists are so extensive that I've gone to, like, a text thing where you get a text saying wait list notification, you know, and then I get through everybody. And then we have to open it online because
eventually,
and if people don't get back, but we talk about that kind of stuff because I mean some of the wait lists on trips are 100 people.
Wow.
You know, people want to get on the boat, and so I just, you know, put the notification out. But if I get through the entire wait list and I open a spot online, there's people on both our websites.
There are people that I think just sit there and hit refresh every 2 minutes.
Really?
Because we'll cancel someone off a boat and we'll start going through the wait list. Because our system's a little different than hers. Because obviously we have 8 open party boats out of our landing, so we can't, like, we just open it up. And normally we could get through quite a bit of the wait list and get someone on it. But there are people, like, I've seen it where there's one spot left and you hit refresh and you're, like, in the middle of making the call to someone, or you're calling, you're talking to someone and someone has booked it on.
And they've already booked taken it.
Yeah.
Because you opened it up.
Yep.
Wow.
And people just hit there, like, refresh. And they call, like, oh, I've been waiting for a spot. I've been looking at the website for 5 hours a day just waiting for a spot.
Oh, my gosh.
But it doesn't surprise me on the other hand, because the fishing is
it's unprecedented.
As good as it gets. Yeah.
Exactly.
So here's an opportunity to get on the Intrepid, which is amazing, because all these trips are sold out, right?
Yeah. This one still has a couple spots left, which is why we're doing this.
Okay.
Because it's kind of, like you said, a neat opportunity to get on the boat. And to do a good...
And do something really good. And so Chris Rowan, who's the head red shirt at both Point Loma Sport Fishing and Fisherman's Landing.
Correct.
His brother...
Yep.
Passed away a couple weeks ago, right? Tragic motorcycle accident.
Yep.
And sadly, and he was a redshirt too.
He was. He's been working at the Fisherman's Landing on and off for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and it breaks my heart to. Yeah, he's not here.
We're feeling a huge loss.
Yeah, for sure, James.
Yep.
And so, in order to help the family with the funeral expenses and help the family, very generously, your boss, Ken, donated a trip on the Intrepid. It's a 10-day trip, October 2nd to October 12th. Talk about, like, unbelievable timing, right? And this trip is $4,895.
That would be the asking ticket price.
If you're going to call Katie and book this trip, it's $4,895, so $4,900. We're going to let the first Let's Talk Hookup listener grab it for $2,900 today. So if you call Christian on our phone at 213-432-1090, or you can shoot us a text. Shoot us a text on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and we'll look through the texts. And you say, I want that spot. And you're good for your $2,900 because it's going to a charity. It's going to a good cause. We'll take it, and you're going on that 10-day trip.
And that's helping with funeral expenses.
It's
helping with the family. He had a fiancée.
Correct.
It's giving me chills thinking about it, seriously.
So $4,895 trip on October 2nd through October 12th. You want to go on the Intrepid for $2,900. First 2,900 takes it. You just give a call to 213-432-1090. All the lines are full. That's the only issue here.
What about texting?
But yeah, that's what I said. So if you can't get through on the line to Christian, he'll let us know via text here. Text us and say, I want that spot. And we'll announce if it's gone and who got it.
And the cool thing about that, if people can pull us off, That time of year and the variety of fishing, those are my favorite trips to go fishing.
Oh.
I mean, on a 10-day trip like that, you're fishing 8 days minimum, probably, most likely, on that type of trip, and you're going to be catching wahoo, grouper, tuna, yellowtail, calico bass, that type of stuff. And Bill and Sam, I mean, they're out of a different landing, but they run a great operation. I've known those guys for a really long time. I've seen Sam grow up in the industry. Bill's seen me grow up in the industry, you know, and a great opportunity to go fishing on a great platform. I, if you guys can do it, I highly, highly recommend it.
Wow, great time for Wahoo with great, the hogs, big yellowtail, a lot of big tuna.
Is
it already sold?
It appears to
might be.
Okay. You just got a text.
I did.
And who is it?
It's from Brian, and he says he wants that spot.
He wants that spot. Okay.
Period. All right.
did he include his contact information?
He did, yes. It's okay. 951 area code.
Okay, 9-5. Well, that took a long time.
Right, I know.
Yeah. All 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, on behalf of the Roland family, I know it's very appreciated.
Yeah, for sure. And certainly your money's going to a great cause, and you get to go for $2,000 off of a 10-day
awesome
trip. Yeah,
yep,
and,
for sure.
And Brian is going to have an awesome time.
Yeah. So Katie will contact you after the show and get your information and get you set up. So
incredible.
We'll make sure we write that information down.
Wow.
So as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup.
You're not joking, Pete. I mean, from the local private boater to, you know, whatever's running out of Fisherman's Landing to the Intrepid. I mean, it
and then we haven't even talked about Corey actually going offshore fishing again yesterday.
We
got to get to that.
I've actually had to clean blood off the boat a handful of times.
You talk about history making.
Well, just because, understand, anybody that knows me knows I love the inshore. I love action. I love casting. I love action like that, right?
Yeah.
How do you turn down Fomers of tuna? And I was talking to Booger, and he was laughing. He couldn't stop from laughing because he knew I was going offshore. I said, Boog, what got me was the Fomers of Dorado. Like, okay. Like, anyway, we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. We have a lot to talk about today on Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're going to have a fun show for sure. And if you're a Southern California fisherman, like we mentioned at the very beginning, this is a very exciting time to be here in Southern California, man, with all the tuna and Dorado, yellowtail, everything going on. And having Carl and Katie in the studio is an awesome time. And check this out. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
How about that?
Yeah. I mean, that's some of the most epic, like, tuna and Dorado fishing ever, like, in decades, for sure.
For sure.
You might have to wait for a spot because it's full for a little bit here.
Yep.
But, you know, you're going to get a certificate and you just call the guys at Fisherman's Landing and
whenever
spot.
Fits your schedule, we'll make it work one way or another.
All right. Yeah, sounds good.
To go fish with Carl.
And what about the bonus prize that Mr. Christensen threw?
So check this out. So along with that, you get $50 to go to Point Loma Seafoods.
How about that?
Dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You can come in and get
come
your,
down.
I love their squid sandwiches.
Yeah.
I love their shrimp.
Everything
plate.
Else.
Yeah. I love everything.
Everything.
So,
can't go wrong.
So you can have an awesome meal there too.
Yeah. So thanks to the Christensen family. They said, hey, local trip. You throw in a $50 gift certificate to send them down to Point Loma Seafoods.
Hey,
Life is good. Nothing wrong with that.
Life is really good. So give us a call. The telephone number is 213-432-1090. Lines are full right now, but you can also text us via the app, and the app is the only way to do that. So super easy download. Go to your app store and Play Store or whatever, and Let's Talk Hookup. Very simple, easy download. You can text us that way. Or, again, call us 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Carl and Katie and all this killer fishing happening locally when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check Poway Valley Collision.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Well, it's September in San Diego, and that means the best part of summer has just begun. The sun is shining and the fish are biting. Hey, Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, here to tell you about our Hobie Kayak Endless Summer event. From now until September 11th, get the best deals on the best fishing kayaks during the best part of the year. That means $300 off a new Hobie Mirage Outback, or $250 off a new Compass, $200 off a Thermoform Passport 12, and $175 off the Passport 10.5. The kayaks are in stock and ready to go. So get down to the shop, Fast Lane Kayaking, Dana Landing, Mission Bay, and let's enjoy this endless summer.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportsFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Did you say Dove
right?
opener?
I know.
Oh, my.
September 1st.
That's right, yesterday.
Yeah. No, 2 days ago.
Oh, okay, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't hot out there, do you think?
Yeah. I told my friend, like, all they do, too, is they take the breast and they wrap it in bacon and help.
Yeah.
That's good, like, though. It's not like you're going to get it.
Everything's good in bacon, right?
Yeah,
everything's good.
I'm just saying, it's not like...
By the way, welcome back to Let's Talk.
Yeah.
Hey, and I love when dove season happens. You know why?
Why?
It's just a few less fishermen on the
That's
water.
That's right.
Yeah.
Out there blasting birds of peace out of the sky. Yeah,
because nearly every guy that has a shotgun in his hand out there hunting, I guarantee you, 99% are fishermen.
Well, yeah. That's funny because took a phone call yesterday. Hey, we're coming in from, I think they're going on the Condor.
Yeah.
Hey, we're coming in from straight from the dove opener, dove hunting. Is there a place where we can plug in our freezer to keep our doves good to go and a place to store our shotguns? I was like, unfortunately, I don't have those accommodations.
Yeah. But, no guns allowed in Mexico.
But it was like, there are some serious fishermen / dove hunters.
They want it all.
They want, yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
It's like,
right?
You're going to go from dove hunting, you're going to drive to the landing, hop on the boat. Like, yeah, I just need someone to store my freezer so I can keep all my stuff. It's like, that's dedication.
Yeah. So like I promised, we have to talk about Corey Sannin going offshore.
Oh,
now, you have to understand that Corey is an inshore guy. I've invited him on my boat a dozen times.
Not my deal.
So he takes his, what, 21-foot bay boat, right?
It's a 21-foot Parker
bay boat. I've been out fishing with you. It's a great boat.
Yeah.
Great platform, yeah.
And about as far as he goes is a little bit offshore for rock cod. Not even offshore,
Right outside of kelp line.
Right outside of kelp line. That's about it. But you actually ventured offshore in that yesterday,
It's just... Yeah, I mean, I've done it like 4 or 5 times in the last 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Man, how do you not? Honestly, I mean, it is. I keep saying it's as good as it gets.
And you don't stop at the Everingham Brothers to get bait.
I haven't. No, there's no reason.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I'll tell you, we got such a. They've been doing such a great job because we have had such a great load of bait at the end of the day. It was just. Like,
oh, it's really
it's
good.
Really been good bait. But you just go out there with artificials.
Well, all with artificials. Like yesterday's a couple Dorado I had on the popper.
How fun.
Trip of four, I had a couple yellowfin, On the popper.
And those are all on the popper.
Wow.
And
my solid fishing.
Right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. Hey, and if they're not going to eat it, you know, hey, you catch two Dorado, you're stoked.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
catch two yellowfin, yep. you're stoked. But I have to give a shout-out to a guy yesterday, super cool guy, Tyler, and his boat's name, Unit 91. Offered me some bait, like a super cool guy.
He saw you like throw a popper on it, and there was like there's tuna biting here.
Yeah, right? His kelp, right? And he said he had caught a few yellowfin and a couple Dorado on that kelp on bait, and the yellowfin were down deeper, you know. So he was just trying to help out a fellow boater.
And you turned it down.
I don't know.
Do you have a bait tank on that boat?
I do. Well, I have it actually for a factory bait tank. It's very good.
Yeah.
It's a big oval 30-gallon, you know, like live well.
So
or
you
could, but it's listen to me. I was in the bait company, right?
Right,
I know its legitimacy, and it's a very legit.
It's a legit bait tank.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you never fill it.
I have never ever had a sardine in there.
Oh, oh my gosh.
16 years I've had the boat.
16 years they had the boat, and you've never had a sardine.
I have never. There's one time. Listen to this. This is a funny story. There's one time I was seeing sea bass in the kelp, and they were so thick. Like on the weed list, I would have up to 10 of them, 30 to 50 pounds.
Oh.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get some mackerel, and I'm going to get these things, you know, because they wouldn't eat the weed list. So that's the only time I had.
Oh, you did have.
I had like five pieces of mackerel on the boat.
And did you get one?
No.
No. Too late. They were gone. That's funny. Well,
they're funny stories.
Phones are packed. Texts are packed. They want to talk to Carl and Katie, so let's jump into it.
Let's do it. How about Dave? Dave's going to be the first one of the morning and enjoy the festivities here. Good morning, Dave from Anza.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Just love listening to all this good fishing reports, but I'm going to change gears on you just a little bit here. We're on a 2-week trek up here through the Eastern Sierras, and gosh, what a gem we have in our own backyard that we overlook a lot. Conditions are perfect up here, pleasant days, the nights are nice and cool, a real relief from the heat that we've had down below there, and the fishing's been good, too. We've been at Convict Lake this last week, and the last couple of seasons, they've been a little slack on stocking fish because of hatchery shutdowns and everything else going on, but they're stocking fish, and we're catching them up here. Been a lot of nice stringers I've seen. So things are a little crowded up here this holiday weekend, but after this, we've got another week, and I'm sure things will calm down, and it's just perfect ideal conditions up here. And one thing I want to throw in, too, I know Adventures in Camping, they called into the show there, and I've seen them in action up here. We have our own RV. We spend several months a year traveling in it, so it makes sense for us. But I've seen in some of these campgrounds where they come in, beautiful-looking trailers, spot the trailer, people come in, have a good time when they leave. Adventures in Camping comes in, takes the rig out. It's just like what they make it sound when they call into the show there. So, anyhow, I'm missing out on all that good tuna fishing, but it's been really great up here in the High Sierras, and I'm looking forward to the shoulder season up here.
Yeah, for sure. And, yeah, Adventure and Camping is amazing, and they're giving our listeners 50% off during the shoulder season, which is the best time of the year up there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 50% off,
right?
That's at good. Adventure and Camping. Yeah, pretty amazing. So if you want to take advantage of that, jump on it, because I know Ricky's going. He's going in a couple weeks with Dallas, and I know several of our listeners have already taken advantage of that 50% off deal up there.
And it's a good time of the year, too, to start seeing the fall colors. I mean, not like right now, but in a couple more weeks.
Yeah. You got to go up Rock Creek there. Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the report. Appreciate that very much. Had a great text here from Ryan in Irvine, and he wants to know, what's Carl and Katie's favorite fish to pull on and why?
Oh.
Let's start with Katie first, ladies first.
Yeah. Your favorite fish?
I'm a calico bass.
Now we're talking.
I mean, it's really hard for me to get excited about, you know, like people. I know people love yellowtail. I know they love surface iron, the popper. Like, I love all of that, too. But calico bass is definitely my most favorite.
Carl?
Surface iron yellowtail.
Surface iron yellowtail.
And wahoo fishing. The reason I'm going on this trip, I wanted to...
On the Shogun,
to go catch wahoo.
Is Renee running the boat?
Yeah, I believe Renee's running the boat.
Yeah.
Cool. I think Renee, Joe, I think... Connor will be on the boat also.
Nice. Yeah. Well, you can almost bet if there isn't that chance. I mean, you know you have a chance at water.
Oh, yeah.
But if you don't get that chance, you know you'll have your opportunities at Surface Iron Yellowtail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Cool.
Surface Iron Yellowtail, it's still hands down the best fishing in the race.
Yeah.
I just like yellowtail fishing in general.
Yes.
Just no matter what.
It's very so much fun. They're a fun, hard-pulling fish. You could catch them in January.
Yeah.
Catch them in September. And they're great eating.
Yeah. Do we even need to ask what his favorite fish to catch is?
I know.
Right? What is mine, it? For sure, calico bass.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
And largemouth, too.
You know? Yeah, okay. Yeah,
but large, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. For sure. Well, let's jump back in the phone.
I just like fishing for whatever's
fun. Yeah, I know. Big, yeah, right? I like that.
Let's. How about Don? Don from Woodland Hills. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Hookup, Don.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for taking my call. Called in to just kind of give a quick report on the Let's Talk Hookup trip that just came in on the Searcher.
We had a great
time. It was great seeing you, Pete. Thanks for coming down and saying hi to everybody. As all of us that fish the Searcher know, they just do such a fantastic job. And Mike, the skipper, put us on the bluefin. We had limits the first night by about 1 a.m. And so we went further offshore looking for patties, and we ended up finding a few yellowfin and a few dorado, but had great weather and great giveaways. Dr. Bob did a great job hosting the Let's Talk Hookup team, and also kudos to Gary for helping out.
All right, the Iron Man Gary. Well, great. No, thanks for that. And yeah, Mike and his crew on the Searcher, man, such a great job, and your timing was so good because that stuff was biting, and it still is, right?
Yeah, and I want to say one thing about this. I mean, Art's had the boat for probably over 30 years now, I have to say, and he just does a great job on keeping that boat up to top notch. You know, the boat's it's a beautiful boat. He does a great job. Mike is a young guy. He's got a bright future in ahead of him, so I just want to give him kudos on that.
You
know,
that's cool.
Those guys do a great job. They're kind of low-key. You know, they just kind of keep their nose to the grindstone and goes fishing.
Yeah.
You know, you don't hear a lot about him, but he's kind of one of the sleeper boats. You know, you go out there, you have a great time. The food's good. The crew's good. You know, you're in good hands when you go on the Searcher.
That's nice to hear.
And thanks to AFCO, thanks to Shimano, thanks to Gamakatsu for all the product donation, too. We sure appreciate that. All that product, especially Gamakatsu.
Cool,
really
to have all those
stepped up and gave away a lot of great stuff. Hey, Don, I'm glad you had a good time, and now you have some good eating at home, right?
Got it. Had some fresh sashimi last night.
Perfect.
All right.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And I want to thank, too, big shout out to Sean over at Fisherman's Processing and his entire crew taking, you know, such good care of our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, too. Sean, they're so overwhelmed. That's the only way to say it is they're so overwhelmed. And also, Sean said they're running out of, they went to this new location. They quadrupled their freezer space. They're already out of freezer space.
So that's
they
had crazy.
And the problem is people aren't picking up their fish. So Sean's begging people, if you have fish at Fisherman's Processing, please pick it up. Help them out. Go get your fish.
And if not, I'll be happy to go pick it up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone that for fish processing, go pick up your fish.
Yes.
It is. All of them are so overwhelmed. Sean is doing his best to keep up with it. But it's like if there's nowhere to stack the, like, you guys give them the fish. You guys got to go pick up the fish also.
Yes.
Have it shipped, do whatever so they can get
their freezer space back.
Exactly. For the guys that are coming in the next few days or the next few months, they have room to deal with their stuff also.
I want to know this. What is it this year that's different from the years past that they're so overwhelmed, more so than before? Because we've had incredible tuna fish in the past, and I know a lot of the bluefin were in the, you know, 90 to 190-pound range. And is it the fact that maybe limits of 40-pounders?
I worked in the fish processor for a few years, and I can tell you one of the things is everyone's just been kind of conditioned to know they're here and not realize that making a reservation is so critical.
Yeah.
And so that helps them, one, with staffing, because they know how many employees they need, because they know how many clients they have coming off the boats. And so a lot of times people think, oh, I've never made a reservation. Well, I used to tell people, as soon as you make your fishing reservation, call and make your processing reservation.
Immediately, yeah.
And then I think I think staffing. I think that I saw that they're hiring, and
yeah,
so they need staff too. But a lot of it just has to do with, you can't plan, you know, for how many employees you need to be working, and then the storage issue, like people not picking up their fish. I mean, that
backs up the whole system.
I would spend a lot of time calling people and being like, you have a little bit of time left to come get your fish, or it's going away.
But what an awesome addition to the industry. I mean, seriously.
Basically, that contract you sign at Fisherman's Processing and all the other processes too, says you have 2 weeks to pick up your fish. And once that 2 weeks is gone, your fish may be gone. So
it's crazy because I talk to all of them, and every single one of them is trying to, like, some of them have semi trucks that are using for freezer space.
Right.
And, like, these guys are working around the clock to get your fish out, like, processed and done, and so you guys could pick it up and stuff. So, I mean, everyone does the same day stuff, which is great. That gets that stuff out of there. But the guys that are like, hey, can you ship my stuff, or I'll be back in 3 weeks to pick it up. And so it's like, and the influx of just local fishing.
Yeah.
And the short range, and all the short range boats, you know.
Yes. They're all loading up too.
Yeah, I mean, we've had, like, I go down the boat, almost all the overnight boats or day and a half. Hey, you guys have to fill your fish on the boat, you know.
Yeah, because there's no room at the processor.
No room on the processors.
Well, hey, let's find out what's biting down at the bar. The cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is there.
Yeah, Pete, and it's brought to us by Anza Knives. Handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. I know they're busy with those over at Fisherman's Processing right now. And you can check out the Fish Pro Series there, too, with their other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives, made from a high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. I'm sure some Dove guys have those out there, too. Check AnzaKnives.com. And get the Fish Post Series of Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah, for sure. And good morning, cast man.
Buenos dias, everybody. And, hey, just before we get going, I just want to remind everybody that our Lake El Salto trip, August 26th to 30, fishing with Corey. I've still got 4 spots left on that. And, gosh, there's some really good fares out of CBX on going down to Culiacan.
Really,
$160 round trip, including your check-in and your pre-boarding.
Awesome price.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some good fares. Also down to Cabo San Lucas, there's some great fares out of CBX. But the report this week, you know, we had Hurricane Javier kind of brushed by the southern part of Baja. It's kind of sitting off of Abre Ojos and south of Guerrero Negro there, about 200 miles off the coast, bringing some rain and some wind to that southern part of Baja. But as far as the fishing goes, you know, Loretto, still Dorado. Dwayne Bernard, our good friend, just got back. He said he brought home about 40-some pounds of Dorado fillets. Also had some Pargo in the mix, and went over to Mita, that restaurant there that Juan Carlos runs, just 2 blocks from the La Mission Hotel. Said his best Pargo being prepared there that he's ever eaten. He said it was fantastic. And so, like I say, fishing is still really good in Loretto for the Dorado. Down to La Paz, they're either out of the bay toward Espiritu Santo or down south there, Muertos Bay, in the channel there between Sorabo Island and Punta Las Arenas there. Same thing, a lot of Dorado. Nice big-sized bulls being taken there, along with some little guys, but been primarily Dorado and La Paz also. It's amazing how much Dorado's in that Sea of Cortez. Moving down into San Jose del Cabo there, there's been some nice tuna out at the Iman and the San Luis banks there. They've had some fish up to 80, 100, 100 pounds. Only problem is the guys are having to drop down to about 40-pound test to catch those fish. And, of course, a lot of them are being broken off. They're using the squid and also the live sardinas. You can get them past the needlefish. The sardinas are working well, but some really good tuna fish in there. Here again, the Dorado bite did slow up there this past week, but they're still getting some nice Dorado along the beaches, rooster fish, and if you want marlin, you got to head out a little bit more, but you got the striped marlin out there. And, of course, you've got the blues, and the sails are starting to arrive now, so things should start heating up on the marlin fishery there as we get into October with the big tournaments going down on Cabo San Lucas. But
Sounds great. How do we get a hold of you if you want to book a trip?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.castors.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Yeah, and I can't believe the El Salto spots, man. We need to fill those up. We're going to go down there and have a great time, and it's such a fun time of the year in January.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, when it could be 30 degrees here at night, but it'll be like a warm, balmy 70, 80 degrees down
yeah.
there. Let's, let's go.
Perfect timing. All right.
All right, Castor.
Looking forward to it, Corey.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and we're going to be right back, and let's talk hook up more from Katie and Carl when we return on Let's Talk Hook Up after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, and just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed a tool for the EKDNA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. We're having so much fun. We're giving away a full-day trip on the lake. If it wasn't enough having Carl and Katie in studio, we're giving away a full-day trip out of Fisherman's Landing on the Liberty. A full-day trip, and you could do that.
And along with a $50 gift certificate.
How can I forget that?
I know. Yeah, you get to go eat before your trip down at the finest Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landing.
You can count me in for a squid sandwich.
And then jump on the Liberty and go fishing.
Yeah.
Or when your trip returns, because it would be a full-day trip. Yep. It would be when your trip returns, just no need to do anything. Just make a left and go down to Point Loma
Seafoods. As long as they don't get in too late.
Yeah.
Or, it depends. Yeah. Or you could just step in and their fish case.
Yeah, but I believe they're open till 7 these days, so, yeah.
That or 8 o'clock, maybe.
Or 8 o'clock, maybe,
yeah. It's definitely past 7.
Yeah. So, some great texts, some great phone calls. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones real quick.
Let's do it. How about Rory? Rory calling from Wildomar. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl, Katie, Pete, and Corey. I have one heck of a fishing, well, my friend went out at Dana Point last week. I hurt my leg, so I couldn't go. They went out at Dana Point. They went to the bait receiver. They said they had great sardines, good size and matured sardines. They went out to the 209. And my buddy and me have been fishing since we were 4 years old. Our dads used to take us out all the time. My buddy owns his own boat. I own my own. They got out to the 209, and they hit one kelp patty. And my buddy says, now, I believe you, we've seen everything. I mean, we've seen everything from baby gray whales just sit right next to our boat. I've had a blue whale submerge itself and breach right in front of me.
So, Rory, did they catch anything?
I bet they got it.
Yeah, did they caught some Dorado?
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. He got up to the kelp patty, and he said he's never seen anything like this. He said all of a sudden, at least 50 Dorado just started jumping out of the water. And I'm going, what? He says, I've never seen anything like it in my life. They just started jumping out of the water. And
almost jumping in the boat.
I'm telling you, Roy.
Yeah, it's just no joke.
It is amazing, amazing fishing right now.
And he is not lying to you at all.
Yeah,
no.
For sure.
It's been a very good time to fish.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here from Jason in San Diego, and he's has a question for Carl. And I was just wondering, with all those Dorado and it fits in right here, right now, what's the best setup, best hook size, circle, J-hook, Colt Sniper? What size sniper would you recommend? What do you think, Carl? Of course, we have the advantage, of course, with Carl, not only on the Fisherman's Landing side, but he also works on the tackle side, too.
True.
Yeah.
I would say a 30-pound, 40-pound, 30-pound outfit would probably be super ideal. 2-0 J-hook for the Dorado. I don't like circle hooks for the Dorado. Just they kind of have a little smaller mouth. Dorado fishing, you're not going to be pulling on the fish super long time.
Yeah.
Fluorocarbon's optional right now. You could probably throw 80-pound out there and catch a Dorado with a 5-0 circle or a 5-0 hook on it.
I was throwing 60 with the pop.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Exactly. So 30-pound, 40-pound outfit, 2-0 hook. I'm not a big fan on a sport boat with the jigs just because it kind of comes a safety hazard, but a 80-gram Colt Sniper popper works really well for those Dorado. You know, they'll eat a surface iron no problem. You just got to be kind of a little more careful when you're got those things hooked up and those things
are
jumping.
Most boats don't like even using
because Dorado will jump, shake their head, and that hook will come right
at it. The first thing they do is jump.
Yeah.
And the last thing they do.
Yeah. But, 30-pound outfit to OJ hook. If you want to fish a Colt Sniper from your boat, 60-gram, 80-gram right now, you know, you get down a little deeper, you probably hook a yellowfin, even on that type of stuff. I don't know, Trinidad 16, something like that, Calstar 800, medium or ML, MH, whatever you like, that type of deal.
Perfect.
For sure.
All right.
Perfect for Dorado fishing. Yep.
All right. Very good. Good question. When it comes to the tuna, though, do you want to go to a circle hook?
I go to a circle hook.
Yeah.
Like if you're going out right now, I would have like a number two circle hook. 1-0 size circle for
kind of a variety.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. We were the other day when we were catching the bluefin, we were using a number two Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook. And that worked perfect.
Yeah, those have been like my go to.
Yeah,
completely.
That's that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's thick enough wire for the handle of a bigger bluefin, but it's thin enough that it's going to get a bite.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. How about John? John from Escondido. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So my question is for Carl. When you talked about your favorite thing to do is surface iron for yellowtail, so what's your setup?
My go-to rod is a Cousins. They don't make it right now anymore because Cousins out of business, but 95 mag. But Calstar makes one just like it. They take a 10-foot and they cut the guys in the tackle shop with Ricky and those boys and Darren. They can cut it down to it's almost exactly the same rod. Calstar 95 mag, and I use a Torium 20 or a Trinidad 20, 40-pound outfit. That's my go-to rod and reel.
Explain what you do with the rod. It's a Calstar.
Yes, cut down.
So they take, I believe,
a portion off the tip, a portion off the
correct.
Butt.
If I remember right, it's 3 inches from the tip and 3 inches from the butt.
Why do you do that?
Just so, especially a lot of these guys are using this for the bigger bluefin. Also, I mean, I don't know how many 100-pound, 150-pound bluefin are being caught on these Calstar 95 mags and
a
stuff
lot.
Like that.
A lot.
And then you could cast a bigger jig. Normally, you're going to be casting a full-size jig or something like that. And so it loads up the rod still really well, but you have that little extra backbone. It moves that, shuts off the rod a little faster, and the pivot, like I use the term pivot point, a little closer to you versus away from you. So when you're pulling on those fish, you have a little more leverage on pulling on those fish.
And so you're not getting your butt kicked
correct.
With a 10-foot rod,
yeah.
And you're still with a 9-foot, but the perfect parabolic bend, and you still have a long enough rod to throw this big a mile. Yeah.
I think Ricky would know, but the mags are a composite rod. It's a glass and fiber, graphite and fiber. Yep.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
And so you still get lightness of the like the graphiters, but you still get more of a parabolic bend on that rod, like you would like in the regular 90J or something.
Yeah.
Like
you, mm-hmm. Basically, in the end, you don't get your butt kicked.
Correct.
With a 10-foot rod.
Not nearly as bad.
Yeah.
For sure.
So that's my go-to rod, and I still use a Seeker 670 9-foot. Heavy glass rod, but when I'm fishing big yellowtail, that's what I like to fish. You probably couldn't find that rod. Danny Wade got me on that rod when I was probably 15, 14 years old when I was working on the Champ. I wanted something a little different because we did have some bigger bluefin back in those. Well, when I say bigger bluefin,
in the
90s was 100-pound, 120-pound bluefin.
There was a wave that came through that were 60 to 90,
yep.
I think up to 110.
Yep.
But there was like a 2-year period.
Correct.
I
wanted a heavier rod for that type of fishing, and that was like everyone had 90Js. It was like, those are great for yellowtail, but you hook a 90-pound bluefin on one, not so great. I've had that rod now for, I think, Joe from Seeker that used to, he's not no longer
yeah.
on, but
yeah, the original.
Yep, he gave it to me. He's
Seeker
like, here,
Joe.
Use this,
Jig and Joe.
And
Jig and Joe.
I've had it for.
Yeah. Was that his nickname?
Jig and Joe.
Yep. Really?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. A great guy.
Yep. Miss him. He would always come to after every.
Yeah.
Always smiling.
After every Fred Hall show. Come over here, boys. Go pick out a blank, whatever you guys want. And he gave me this blank. And it's like,
wow.
So.
Here's something cool is Ed Sarek has been with Seeker, or, you know, affiliated in some way, since the era of Joe.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize he'd been with Seeker that long.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah. So he did all the trade shows. And just a good friend.
Yep.
Lives
good.
In Florida.
Good. A lot of knowledge here.
Yeah.
Right here.
I love it.
Katie, I have a question about the Intrepid because I don't know a lot about the boat. How many staterooms on the boat?
There's 13 staterooms.
13
staterooms. Yeah, and they're all double occupancy. So we take 20,
maximum 20,
max of 26. And then 26 anything
people.
10 days or longer, we take 24.
24.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's pretty typical long range style, all the meals included, multiple chefs. I've heard the food's really great.
The food is amazing. Some people go and I think they just go to eat the food. Like I don't even like they hang out in the galley and eat. Like it's just the food's top notch and our chefs are really amazing. So
what is it about? Because I've heard a lot of great things about the boat. I mean, of course, the crew and Captain Bill and Sam and all the guys are great. What is it that bring people back? What do you hear? That why people like that boat so much.
You know what? I liken it to like an adult summer camp. Like our groups are long standing, long time coming together.
Regulars.
And they come together each year. And actually they do multiple trips a year too. I've been there since April and I've seen the same guys come out a few times.
Uh-huh.
So
oh, cool.
It's really just a neat community that's been built there. And they are very welcoming to new people. I just sent a couple friends out on a trip. and they rebooked for next year, and they were just adopted kind of into the crew. And so it's really neat. And our crew just, I mean, they're top notch. They really know how to take either the inexperienced angler or the longtime angler and just make them, you know, just feel like that long range experience where it's, you know, five star, you know, high class experience.
That's cool. Yeah. It sounds like you really love your new job.
I couldn't have been a better fit. I mean, just, you know.
My personal opinion, I think they're very fortunate.
Are you kidding? They're really fortunate to have her.
Extremely.
I appreciate
Carl agrees, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't know. I've been around in the industry just as long as Carl, and I've been fishing just as long. And, you know, I didn't meet a stranger coming down here. You know, I've been fishing at Point Loma, actually, since I was 11 years old. And so there's people that have known me since then. And so same as Carl. Like, it's funny that we grew up here and didn't cross paths till 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And cool. So you've been married how long?
Seven.
So cool. Congratulations. Yeah. I mean, that's... I'll say it in 17 years. Congratulations. All right. Hey,
I was going to say the one cool thing about the Intrepid, the layout of the boat for a lot of anglers, it's a very comfortable... I've never fished on, but I've been on the boat, you know, I've walked around the boat, and it's laid out very well for the fishermen, you know. A lot of room in the back deck, you know, very comfortable, pretty low to the water.
A lot of space for the tackle.
Yeah, and a lot of space for the tackle. It's a very well laid out boat, and they did a good... Ken, when he was designing the boat, did a really good
job. And the lines look... It looks like a ship.
It's like a yacht.
That's how I describe it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Pickup, man. We've got fish reports. We've got all kinds of cool stuff coming up. And we're going to have more from Carl and Katie when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory authorized Yamaha and Mercury service center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have blue water baiting, both sales and expert installation, as well as Tackicat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sales and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hanging out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and rancholeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on, and the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber, an open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out of the top of the lure to create more commotion than conventional popper style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through wire construction and high tensile strength hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150. It's a smart and capable Ford Ranger and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.